This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Tomorrow morning, 8:30 Eastern, we will get from the good people at the Bureau of Economic Analysis the number for third quarter gross domestic product, the government's estimate for how much the economy grew in July, August, and September. We know it is going to be big, a record-breaking number by a lot, because for part of Q3, billions of dollars were flowing into the economy through relief checks and extra unemployment benefits and the Paycheck Protection Program and all the rest of the CARES Act. There was a big rebound in jobs numbers, though that rebound has slowed. There was a rebound in retail spending data, even though tens of millions of people were then and still are collecting unemployment assistance. But there is something we want you to keep in mind, and it's important for when you hear that GDP number tomorrow.
It's that whole annualized thing.
That was me, back in June, reminding you that quarterly GDP gets reported on an annualized basis.
I'm going to say it again, annualized.
A refresher, perhaps?
Annualizing means taking something that happens over a short period of time and extrapolating it out over an entire year. You make $1,000 a week, for instance, that weekly wage annualized is $52,000.
So we have been, obviously, over that whole annualized thing before, but we are going to give it another quick pass today because it matters. So here we go. Say the economy grows 1% over one quarter. To annualize that, as the government does, you assume the economy is going to grow 1% the next quarter, and then 1% the quarter after that, and then 1% again the quarter after that. That is 1% quarterly growth annualized at 4%. All right, actually, it's a hair more than 4% because of the magic of compounding, but we'll spare you the math. Here is the thing you need to understand, though. After that terrible, terrible, terrible second quarter, the Atlanta Fed is predicting that in the third quarter, the economy grew 37% annualized, which is, yes, an eye-popping number. But it doesn't mean the economy grew 37% just in the third quarter. 37% annualized is about 8.2% quarterly. So when you hear there was 30 or 37 or whatever percent growth in the third quarter, as you surely will tomorrow, that is not nothing, but it's not the whole thing either. And as we started with virus cases climbing and the easy part of the recovery behind us and no relief bill in sight, even if the third quarter is the fastest growing on record, which you will hear tomorrow, it should not be exactly music to your ears.